Greetings, everyone. Welcome back. This is session number 18 of Somatic Healing Sessions, my podcast that is about healing, really. It's just a space for you to come and enjoy some rest, relaxation, and a little bit of a deeper understanding of what is somatic healing and how does it work and why would you use it? What's it good for? I'm Rachel Chase, and this is my space, my show, and my honor and pleasure to hold space for you today. Right now it's November 30th, 2023, and closing out the month with a healing session for us. So, what we're going to do today is about holding space for whatever you are feeling in your body today. So, find a nice comfy spot to settle in, get cozy, get ready, get yourself in a place where you can just receive this and let this just be a time for you. A time to connect with your heart, with your breath, with yourself. How often do you take time to pour the love right back to yourself, into your heart, to give that love to yourself? So, what does that bring up for you when you think about giving yourself love? Pouring loving energy to your own heart. How does that sound to you? Does that sound strange? Does that sound hard? Does that sound foreign? Well, I went for a walk today and I was thinking about this idea of just think of how all the people you love, you know, when you think about that, when you think about the people you care about, the people that you are sending love to, or maybe praying for, or thinking about, and wishing them well, you're sending them that energy. Now imagine that the person on the other end of that is you. That is you over there on the end of that. At the end of that receiving line, the other side over there, the person you're giving this love to is you. So I want to just bring that in first and foremost here as just an idea. And notice how this thought, thinking about this, invokes a feeling in your body. And there might be different sensations that you notice just by thinking about the possibility of sending yourself some love, pouring this loving energy toward you, not just toward you, but like into your heart. Just think about that. That energy just flowing into your own heart. Maybe put your hand right there on your chest and bring your focus down into your body. So this is what it means to do somatic healing. It is any practice whatsoever that brings you in connection with the feeling of your body, your heart, your emotional feelings, the sensory experience of your feelingness. So, what are you noticing right now inside of your body? What are you noticing? What do you sense? What do you feel? What's going on inside you right now? Take some deep breaths with this, please. Deep breath in through the nose, out the mouth. Let's do that again. Nice and full and rich and deep and all the way in your nose, all the way. Hold it a little at the top if you can, and then let it all out. Open your mouth and dump all the air out. You might say, well, it's hard for me to take a deep breath. Well, that's okay. Just do it the best you can. And it'll start to nudge it over time a little deeper and a little deeper and a little deeper because you're kind of pushing at the edges. It's like an elastic, a rubber band. It takes some time, right, to loosen it up. That's your tendons, your ligaments, your fascia, the tissue in your body is like, you know, it'll kind of get stuck a little if you're stagnant. So that's why we got to do that breathing and that moving and that allowing of the body to express itself in any way that it needs to or wants to. It's so important to give yourself that space in your day, to give your body that time that it needs to create space. So just think of your body as this elastic thing that can be expanded and it can contract, right? The tissue is malleable. The skin is, you know, it's not rigid, right? We can bend, we can open, we can soften, we can relax. And so right now, we're just focusing on creating space tonight. And then we're going to touch into this next piece around what it might be like to give ourselves that love. First, we have to create space so the love can be felt and for everything else to be felt too. Sometimes we don't want to feel. We're afraid to feel. We're afraid to cry. We don't. You know, whatever we were taught about feeling. And so we restrain, we suppress, we put it away, we shovel it off to the side, we mask it, we bury it, we stifle it, stifle it, stifle it, stifle, stifle. And all that stifling, ooh, feel that. Do you notice where that is? Where do you notice? What are you noticing? Take a deep breath. What are you noticing? Exhale. You noticing, boy, I could sure use a massage. Probably a good idea. You know, you can actually give yourself a massage with like tennis balls on the ground or even just when you kind of sit up and kind of rub your thigh a little bit, like a real gentle squeezing around your calf muscles and your thighs, and just real slow circles and gentle pushes along your legs and your hips and your side. You can even do your own shoulders, but you got to go real slow when you do it for yourself because you don't want to jerk around and yank around too much. Some of us are a little hypermobile, and so we overstretch. Some folks feel like if they tried to stretch, they would break. So, you know, we want to kind of try to find a middle ground with our body and with our movement. So, hey, when you need to express something big and you just got to let it all out and be like, you know, rage, anger, you know, maybe you got to really just put on some Rage Against the Machine, whatever music, you know, I don't know, whatever song that does it for you, where you can just kind of let it out. Catharsis is part of somatic healing. It's the activity of letting it out, getting it out, releasing what is there inside of you that's just trying to come out. And the way we help that along is just a real gentle nudging at the edges of the space of our body and our energy. And we do that with breath. with walking, with self-massage, with stretching, with just kind of free form movement like dance or just swaying or bouncing or reaching. Almost like you want to feel what the feeling is in there. So take a breath with me. Let's do this. Okay. What is the dominant thing going on in your life right now? Bring it up and feel the energy of it. Take a breath. The energy of it just means it's the emotion. The emotion is the energy. Energy and emotion, same thing. Qualities of emotion, it's like qualities of energy. So breathing with that, just like, okay, here's the feeling in the body. Maybe it moves. Maybe you notice it in different places. It's like, don't understand why. Like, oh, that shouldn't make me feel that way. Or why does that feel that way? Don't analyze it. You can just let go of trying to figure it out right now and just feel, because the body is not about logic. Logic is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about feeling. This is where we know things in our body. It's not about words. It's about the body knowing by feeling. And so you need to give yourself a chance to feel so you can know things. We're not going to know anything unless we're feeling. And so we have to feel to know. So breathe with that. Okay. And now you want to let that sensation you're feeling kind of guide the way into any movement that feels right. Maybe it's a funky little shake or something, you know. Maybe the leg just suddenly wants to go, whoa, I need to move that. Okay, what's that? Move that. Yeah, go over to that sensation, whatever it is, and kind of move it a little. Maybe it's a funny other little feeling in the belly and it needs to just like go in little circles or something. I mean, gosh, it's infinite possibilities of what your body might need right now. Breathing and just gently exploring what that sensation of your dominant energy right now. You might, well, I don't know what the dominant energy is. It's this, it's this. Okay, that's whatever. It's that and it's that and all right. Okay. Go into it. Let yourself feel a little confused. Okay, if it's confusing, what does confusion need to do to be expressed? The thing that is the feeling is what you're expressing. So bring it up and move a little bit. This is how we clear out the stuff that we stuffed down. This is how we move that suppression, that repression, that, you know, that's been shoveled underneath all that stuff that we try not to feel. This is how we get it out. So we're so afraid of feeling because we think we're going to project it onto everyone else because that's how we were taught to handle our emotions. We weren't shown this other way. But now that you know there's another way, it doesn't have to be this scary thing. Like, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it if I feel this. I'm like, oh, it's going to take over. I'm not going to be able to feel better. If you give it this space, if you give it this time, if you give it this room, if you treat it as a sacred act, you are going to feel so much better. You're going to create all this space inside. I know this because I've seen it a million times, and I've in myself and others, and all my students, clients. I mean, it just is so beautiful to transfer. If you're in, have you ever been to a yoga class? Like a big one? Everybody's breathing and moving and oh my God. And then afterwards they're like shiny and light and jello and like, whoa, God, so much better. Right? Sometimes it just takes an hour and a half or an hour or 45 minutes or just 20 minutes or 5 minutes to give it some room and some space and some breath and just like Don't overanalyze. Just get it moving. Get it breathing. Get connected with yourself. All right. So we've created a little space. I'm not going to do any other. Maybe there's a little tapping or belly massaging or sweeping on the skin or just swaying or whatever you need to do. Open your mouth wide. Let a big sigh. And then find a place where you can just kind of be still again. And we're going to complete this healing session with a really beautiful connection with your true nature, that's in you always. Whatever. It's there. It's right there inside of you. Sometimes it shows up as an image, sometimes it shows up as a feeling, sometimes as an idea of a maybe a archetypal being or a human look. Maybe it's just you and you see yourself. You know, maybe it's color, a feeling, a sound, a voice, a sunset, a flow of ocean, of water, light, a memory. And this part of you is able to just draw in like a magnet the vortex of loving energy from the universe, from all the love and all the prayers and all that's being sent. Imagine all the people praying for everyone right now. There's a lot of people doing that right now. A lot of people, right? Oh my gosh, we need to heal this human family. So it starts here, my friends. Wait, right here. It's just this gorgeous diamond heart you have. It's beautiful. Double helix. I mean, whatever shape you want to see, really. Imagine this gorgeous shape of energy in your chest area, just swirling and expanding. And this is the part, this is your true nature. You're connecting with your true nature. You're having this back and forth feeling with that part of you that is just giving you and loving you and knows you and can just magnetize that vortex of energy. All that love that's being given to whoever needs it right now. And that's you. That's me. That's all of us. We need it. So, yes, give it, but also we need to receive here too. So, open your palms, open your heart. And see that big, beautiful light. Imagine this, just this feeling of energy coming straight from the center of the heart of the universe, which is everything, which is divine. It's coming from the centers of all that is, and it's flowing along in these beautiful ripples and swirls, and it's making its way right there into your heart center, into your chest. And it's coming right into your body and it's flowing down the center and up the center and flowing up and down. Breathe in, breathe out. Invite this beautiful, loving energy into your body right now, this powerful, gorgeous love energy. Let it go down and up in your body to all of the cells of your body and your skin and out around your body. Powerful, beautiful love, love, love. Filling you up. Receive, receive. If this is hard for you to do, that's okay. Yeah, I know it can be hard to receive because it maybe receiving love wasn't so safe at one point in time, right? Maybe we were just told it's not selfish to receive. You should only give. But my friends, how can we give if we do not receive? This is the imbalance in our world. That's the whole issue with all this stuff, with these problems. It's the imbalance of the energies within ourselves. We forgot we can receive. That we can just open up and receive. Just as much as we can open up and send, We can also open up and receive on the energetic plane. Yeah. So if there's a part of you that's just like, oh my God, I really deserve this? Yes, you are the most magnificent, beautiful expression of life. You are a unique divine emanation, as Dr. Michael Beckwith, Reverend Michael Beckwith says. Goodness. Yeah, a divine emanation of the One. So see yourself as that amazing, beautiful, intricate flower of life, radiating, emanating, shining, just unfolding, infinitely unfolding your flower petals. What color would you be? What light would you emanate? What sound, what emotion, if you were that flower, which you are? See it, feel it flowing through your whole body right now, this powerful healing force that you are, the cosmic, divine, human mystery. You're a mystery, you're a magical mystery, expression of the miraculous. We do not even know the path of what we are. You are magnificent. Allow yourself to experience yourself as that and feel it deeply in your body. And if you can't, that's okay. This means this is the part of you that needs to receive the love the most right now. Wrap her up in your arms. Wrap him up. Hold that part of you, hug that part of you, love that part of you. Wrap your hands around your body right now, your stomach or your chest or your shoulders or your knees. Wrap yourself up. Give yourself this grace and acceptance right now. Repeat after me, I love myself just as I am. I love myself just as I am. I love myself just as I am. This is a powerful blessing that you need, that I need, that we all need to restore ourselves, to replenish our energy, to revive our spirit, to remember that we are love and that we are loved by the great divine love of the universe. And it's in every one of us, and we can all do this. And so I just really wanted to bring through this powerful healing for you right now, for all of us. So please take a breath and just start to kind of come out of it, just a little bit of this energy, and come a little bit more into the place of just a calm state. I want you to find a calm place now. Come back to just breathing and being aware of the space you're in and being in the presence of your heartbeat, grounding in your feet. Give yourself a moment. A little moment longer. Get a little bit of water. Take a deep breath and open your eyes. Reflect on this experience, and I invite you to journal about this. Write down what that was like for you and come back to this recording and do it again and again, because each time you do this, especially this session right now, you're going to notice another layer of ability of being able to give yourself that love. And I want you to also please share this with anyone who needs this right now. So many people just need love right now and need this healing energy. So please share it with a friend. And also check out my online courses at rachelchasecourses.com. I have some other resources there, some very affordable workshops on, you know, energy healing and trauma healing. And I've got some holiday specials coming up. So if you want to get on my email newsletter list, you can do that at rachelchase.com. So the courses is rachelchasecourses.com, and my website is rachelchase.com. So I look forward to more healing sessions, more somatic healing sessions podcast. You can find me on YouTube and Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. I am sending you so much love and peace and kindness through the holiday season. Peace and blessings, everyone. Take it easy. Get your water. Get grounded before doing the next thing here. Okay. Lots of love to your heart. Ciao for now.